Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio today. Ken Moorman is in with us this morning representing the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, except the outer limit is a little chilly, a little frosty as I got out of the car.
Yeah, it is. Single digits for the most part outside around the area this morning. So, yeah, there's our public service announcement. Button up this morning before you head out the door.
It is. Thank goodness we have no wind.
Yeah, it's
a little
calm.
Breeze, but not any wind.
Yeah, the cold settled in on us here, so it's a good time to maybe snuggle up with a good book.
I think that would be a fantastic idea. You really are a good lead-in. You ought to go into radio.
I'm trying my best. The book sale's coming up here this week.
This is our semi-annual book sale, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, from 9 in the morning to 4 or to 6 at night. And I was down there Saturday with one of my good helpers, volunteers. We're setting up tables, and I cannot believe all the books. Some of them come in boxes. It takes two of us to unload it from the pickup, you know. So if people want to read a book, now is the time to think about it for the next 6 months, I guess you'd have to say. We specialize in trying to get them out easily so people can find the different things. We've got little signs on each type of category. People come in and ask us, well, do you have a book by John Doe? And I say, no, we don't look at those titles, authors, because there's so many and we have so many different volunteers that nobody would be there to have seen it, to address it, and to be able to find it. But we try to put them in the Westerns in, the paperbacks are all alphabetized by author, usually. And then some come in later on and they're hard to put in there. The hardback books look like there's going to be an awful lot of them this year, which are expensive books, $5, $10, $20. Some of the coffee table books, which I think we'll have, I haven't opened up those boxes yet. You know, they're $20, $30 books, all for a dollar. And you can't buy a much better bargain than that. And some of these books are just gorgeous. I mean, I'm not a big book reader. I hit a paperback once in a while. But they're just really fantastic. A big selection.
That's got to take a good chunk of time for the volunteers to actually sit down and go through and divide the books by different categories, paperbacks, what have you, and then put them in alphabetical order. That takes some time.
And we only get the paperbacks in alphabetical order, and maybe not them. You know, we have one lady that just is devoted to that. She does a wonderful job. She kind of did it by herself last year in the fall, and it really helps because somebody comes in, they want to read a Zane Grey. All the Zane Grey books are in one area or, different authors. But I think the variety of books that we get a lot of cookbooks, and they're good quality things. It's some that maybe grandma passed, but still grandma, she was a darn good cook. And cookbooks. Then this year we're going to have a lot of military books. We had one person pass in the community that had been in the service, and then his hobby was reading military books. They are going to have one-time chance at the library book sale, and then they'll go into the Fay Eblen Memorial Library down at the Armory. So if you want a book on anything except reference books, people can't bring us in reference books. We try to turn down magazines, but we still get a few magazines, and they're the best bargain. You get 10 of those for a dollar, or 12 of those. 12 of those for a dollar. A dime a piece, 12 for a dollar. We want to get them back out the door. The biggest problem we have is getting rid of the books. So we have different little games as you check out. We have a little game that draws certain cards, and you may get an extra free book or an extra two or three free books. We try to make it fun. We've got an awful lot of really good volunteers. Many of our volunteers are there every year for me. I make up different schedules for them, and we go from meeting to meeting, and they just really help us fill out those schedules. So come in and give us a challenge. We'll try and help you find a book.
Well, every book sale has got to be different because you've got so many different books that come in and out the door all the time. So it's always an adventure.
It's always an adventure. And, you know, once in a while you find a book. Now, as I said, I don't read an awful lot, but I found a hardback that was written about Niall Kinnick. Well, you know, I'm a Hawkeye fan, and I didn't know anything about Niall Kinnick. And I know just a little bit more now. I got clear back into the back 80% through the book, and then it got pretty boring with a lot of statistics and stuff like that. But the way he wrote to his parents and to his friends was very eloquent. I was really, really surprised. It wasn't anything like I thought it would be. And I thought it would be all football lore, but it was a lot of his life, and then after he got the Heisman Trophy, how he moved around the state of Iowa, kind of showing off. But he didn't want it to be showing off. He wanted to be out there serving a cause. So it was good. I'll put it back on the rack today.
All right.
Donate it back to the library.
Someone else can enjoy that.
Yeah. You bet.
When with something like this, of course, the goal is multi-pronged, I suppose. You want to get these books back into circulation again, get them into folks' hands, get people reading, but also, you know, you're generating a little bit of revenue there too. And where does that money go?
Well, it all goes back to the library. The library has a lot of a list of things that they want and want to do. Their allotment from the city is only so much. I believe the county also tips in, but they can only do so much with their budget money, and we give them a couple $3,000 every year, maybe even a little bit more than that, to help them buy supplies. Our library in the last couple of years has become very, very active in the off hours, doing things for the kids, going to church, not to church, going to schools, and having different types of activities at the library. And these things all take money for supplies and for games, and I saw a statistic the other day that our local library, say 5 years ago, did X, and now they're doing about five or six times X with trying to expand the thing. And you mentioned money. When my wife is the president of Friends of the Library, and when I first started helping her out, my goal was to make as much money because I'm an old retailer. So we did everything we could to make money. But now I've had to change. I got to get rid of books. So we look everywhere we possibly can. If anybody has an idea of their service club or their place that would like to have a bunch of books, we send some to the that breakfast club in Omaha that the people go over and serve breakfast for the needy. Well, we take children's books over there so that the kids will have some type of book to read and to take home or wherever they're.
Absolutely.
Thing is.
Yeah, well, it's good that libraries continue to change, too. Remember when the internet was going to close down all the libraries because we wouldn't need them anymore, and look what they've done. They've morphed to serve the needs of people.
It's made a lot of difference, though. It's made a lot of difference. It's interesting to talk to our librarians and see. They keep track of how many visits they have per day, and it's down, but there's a lot of devoted readers. I have people that come. Now, remember, books are 10 cents for children's books, and they're 50 cents for a paperback, $1 for hardback books, and that covers about everything. We throw in some electronic media, which is not always books, sometimes it's DVDs and VCRs and those type of things. They're a quarter, and we even make some bargains once in a while. Somebody will
say, you'll find some treasures there.
There is some treasures there.
Just
that's right.
Dig around. Okay, book sale, when?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Come see us at 9 o'clock. We'll shut the doors at 6 o'clock unless there's a whole bunch of people there. But I think we really welcome and enjoy having the people come in.
Hopefully indoors.
It's all indoors at the Atlantic Library.
This time of the year, we have no choice, right, the way it's been out here lately.
That's right. Thank you, Jim.
Very good. Well, always good turnout for that book sale. Hope that continues again this year. Hope to see a lot of familiar faces and a few more new ones, too.
Right.
Very good.
See you there.
You betcha. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it this morning.